Hello, Raymond Strachan here from SquashGame.info, World Squash News. And from Palmerston North in New Zealand, we had the World Junior Men's Championships, Egypt, Pakistan, England and India are the top four seeds. Linda Alriani retired from the World Women's Squash Tour after 32 appearances in World Tour Finals and 15 wins, 70 English caps, reached a world ranking of number 3 and is currently ranked number 10. She gives it away to coach with her husband Laurent in America. The seedings have just been announced for the Mammoth English Open to be held in Sheffield at the Crucible Theatre. Palmer, Linku, Ricketts, Nicol, Matthews and Willstrup will be there for the first tournament of the new season. And in the week that was, we had in Hyderabad the Qatar Airways Challenge. Nicole David defeated Rachel Grinham in four sets to win the title, the first of the new Whisper season. But first, from Hyderabad, India, and the Qatar Airways Challenge, the World Squash website reports that Casey Brown, fresh from five straight tournament victories in Australia, defeated Pamela Nimmo, the 15th seed. Another qualifier, Nicolette Fernandez, defeated Annalise Nord in four games in the first round as well. Shelley Kitchen was trying to defeat Nicole David for a second time running, after having beaten her in the bronze medal playoff in the Commonwealth Games. She failed. Nicole David went on to make the final. The Grinham sisters fought out a tough semi-final, but this time it was Rachel that came out on top. Rachel, who had lost the gold medal playoff in the Commonwealth Games, had her revenge. She started well in the final against Nicole David, winning the first game. However, from that point on, Nicole David took control of the match, winning the second game 9-4 and the third and fourth 9-love. A big win to Nicole David. She was very happy with her performance and said she got stronger with every game. Rachel Grinham complained that she wasn't able to keep up the pace due to all those hard matches during the week. Well, she's going to have to do some hard work to catch up to Nicole and also to Vanessa Atkinson, who missed this tournament due to injury. And in Palmerston North, New Zealand, at the World Junior Men's Championships, Amir Rashour from Egypt is the hot favourite to retain his junior individual title. Amir Atlas Khan from Pakistan, Omar Masoud from Egypt and Simon Rosner from Germany are the other three contenders. The only other possible players who may cause a few problems are Sabir Butt from Pakistan, the runner-up last time, and the unseeded Zach Alexander from Australia, who may well cause a few upsets. In the teams event, Egypt and Pakistan will fight it out for the final. England and India, the 3 and 4 seeds, may cause some problems, but I don't think they're going to threaten the top two seeds. Down further in the rankings, there probably will be a few upsets, as rankings are very hard to gauge in this particular division. So it's Egypt for the final and Amy Rashour for the individual. We'll report on the result of the individual titles this time next week. And now, going from players who are just starting their careers to someone who's just finished. Linda Alriani, a popular British women's squash player, is calling it quits. Squash Site reports that Linda is spending the next part of her professional life coaching in America with her husband Laurent. Linda lists as the greatest achievements winning the 2005 British national titles. Also winning bronze in the 2002 Commonwealth Games with her best friend Fiona Jeeves. She also captained the English squash team to the 2002 World Women's Teams title, reaching a ranking of number one in Britain and number three in the world. They were certainly great achievements, Linda, and best of luck for the future. And finally, to England, and the Mammoth English Open is taking place in Sheffield, England. led by David Palmer, the number one seed, Thierry Lincou, Anthony Ricketts, defending champion Peter Nichol, Nick Matthew, James Wilstrop, Gregory Gaultier, Lee Beachell, John White, Stuart Boswell, Aslan Iskander, and wildcard Peter Barker. There's four spots available for qualifiers, and it should be a great tournament, probably the best ever. It's been upgraded to a five-star tournament this time, and for the first time, it'll be covered on the BBC Grandstand program. Look for more news of the English Open coming up on the squashgame.info podcast. Thanks for listening.